Okay, so this year we have the zechus of having a leap year, and Shana Mubaras, as I said, and therefore we are well aware that when it comes to Musaf by Rosh Chodesh for the next 6 months or so, we're going to be adding two words, Luchaparas Pasha. They're asking Hashem for Kapara for Averos. So if we were reading the middle bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, we would say, of Musaf, we would say, Hashem should make this month Latovu Livracha, Lasasun Lasimcha, Lyushua Nachama, the Parnasa Lachalka, Lachaim Tovum Lashalam, Lumchilaschel, Lisichasavon, and then it says in brackets, and some say, and then there's a lot of confusion. When do you say it? Do we still say it now? When do we start saying it? Do we say it after Pesach? Something about Ulchaparas Pasha. So in older Siddurim, like the Rambam Siddur and the Machzor Vitri or Simcha Vitri, the Talmud of Rashi, the Abu Draham, we don't find any difference for Shana Mubaras. They don't mention this at all. It's not exactly something that is set in stone, Ulechaparas Pasha. It's kind of vague exactly where it comes from. The Machzor Bologna, which is the first printed Machzor, the first printed Siddur in 1540, the oldest recording of Nusach going back to the Jews of Rome, which goes back to the Beis HaMikdash, they don't have it as well. So in the major Siddurim, we don't have any mention of this at all. The earliest, and probably the only place we find it in its time, is the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon, which is certainly from the period of the Gonim, and certainly authoritative, but it's not, you know, found in every single Siddur. But the difference is this. In the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon, Ulchaparas Pasha is part of the standard Nusach every Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh says it. So even in those earliest sources, we don't even have the idea that we should say L'chaparas Pasha because it is a leap year. The Shulchan Aruch makes no mention at all. However, the Maram Shik, we'll return to his shuv in a moment, says that even though it's on the Shulchan Aruch, this is Minag Yisrael, it's holy, and therefore we have to be careful about it. The earliest source that we have L'chaparas Pasha specific for a leap year is in the Chidushei Rabbeinu Zeligman of Binga, who is a student and the son-in-law of the Ma'aril, and he mentions the idea, but not exactly famous Mar Makomos amongst the Nusach HaTfilah. So first let's begin with the reasons. Why do we say this? What are we accomplishing? The main reason, and this is the standard reason given, is based on the Rokeach. The Rokeach says, if we count in what we just said in that bracha, there are 12 praises of Hashem, 12 bakashos. We say, L'tovu, L'vracha, L'sasun, L'simcha, L'yeshua, L'nechama, L'parnaso, L'chalka, L'chalkala, L'chaim tovim, U'l'shalom, L'chaschet, L'slichas avon. So you have 12 praises there, 12 corresponding to 12 months. We have a 13th month this year, and therefore we need an extra thing to reference in our bakashos. Therefore, Shana Mubaras, we add something on. This is brought in the Siddur of Naftali Hertz Schatz. It was printed in 1560. This is the Minhag of Frankfurt. This is brought by the Siddur Shara Shemaim of the Shla. And he goes a different 12, not 12 months, but he says not just the months, but also in Kabbalah, the 12 months represent 12 different permutations of Hashem's name, Yud Hey Vav and Hey. Each month is a different combination. These are ideas that are brought down by the Arizal, brought by the Bnei Yisachar. Each month has a different version of Yud Hey Vav and Hey in a different order. So the 13th month, that bakasha of the 13th month corresponds to the Yigimel Midos Rachamim, 13 Midos of Mercy, and obviously he has a whole explanation of Pikabal. So that's the most common reason. 13 months, therefore 13th request from Hashem. Why is this the 13th bakashah? Meaning, why does the 13th month, the Adar Sheni, why is that the get the request of Ulchaparas Pasha, we have kapara for our sins? So Rav David Zakuta, one of the great Sephardi Gedolim in his Sefer Zecher David, he says, based on a Shla, that the Shnasa Ibor in a leap year, we should do tshuva more than other years. He explains, based on the famous Gemara in Chulin, which is also in this week's Parsha. The Gemara tells us that the moon and the sun got in a fight, right? The moon said it's not fair, we shouldn't be the same size, one crown for two Gedolim, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu decides to make the moon smaller. So the Shla says that if the moon wouldn't have been made smaller, then what would have happened? There would be no need for a leap year, says the Shla. He says if the moon wouldn't have been made smaller, the lunar calendar would have equaled the same amount of days as a solar calendar. That's what the Shla says. That's the Shla's pshat. So he says, the sun and the moon would have matched up in their timing equally, and therefore in a leap year, the world is more sensitive to kitrug. It's more sensitive to judgment and being judged harshly. Because in a leap year, what happened with the sun and the moon, we're talking about it more because we're trying to match up the sun with the moon, and therefore it becomes a topic of conversation. And therefore we need more tshuva in a leap year, because a leap year is where we hearken back to that original debate: is it fair that the sun and the moon should be the same size or not? And that was, the moon said the wrong thing, and Hashem judged them harshly, and therefore it's a time of tshuva and introspection, just like the moon was judged harshly. And based on the above, the Zeich LeDavid says that therefore, the Shalom Uberes, we add a bakasha for Lucha Paras Pasha. We need greater kapara, because we need greater tshuva, because we're reminded of the judgment against the moon. That's approach number one. Approach number two is from the Sefer Tamim Minhagim, classic Sefer Minhagim, I'm sure we all have some sort of a version in our own shelves. And he says, in the Kuntres Acharon in Os Tuf Mem Ches 4:48, he says, we ask the Kaparas Pasha, because maybe we were mistaken in having a leap year this year, and therefore what? We ate Chametz on Pesach. That's when you need to ask for Kapara. We all ate Chametz on Pesach. Maybe we were wrong. It shouldn't have been a leap year this year. Maybe it was really Nisan, and it wasn't Adar Sheni. And we all ate Chametz on Pesach, and therefore we need to ask for forgiveness. So this raises a lot of questions, and everybody goes crazy on the time of Minhagim. He says, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, in Daf Chafei, we learn from a drasha that we have rishus to determine the new month. And the Gemara makes a drasha. We have rishus to determine the new month, even if you made a mistake by Rosh Chodesh on the wrong day. Even if you made a mistake b'shogeg, you established the wrong day of the month, nevertheless, we're still okay, says Hashem. I'm going to give you a get-out-of-jail-free card, because you have the right to set the Rosh Chodesh, and maybe Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Pesach, all fell on the wrong day. Doesn't matter. You set the month as Hashem. Whatever you say goes. So, in all cases, once Basin establishes the day as Rosh Chodesh, it becomes Kaddish, and Hashem gives us his consent. So maybe he'll say, so maybe I was wrong. Maybe you're right. Adar Sheni should have been Nisan, Weid, Chametz on Pesach. But once I establish that that is the month, so then who cares? It's Pesach is Pesach, because we say when Pesach is. It doesn't matter if we were mistaken in our establishing a leap year. So there's a machlokas achronim, whether that Gemara was only talking about establishing Rosh Chodesh or establishing leap years. So the Tzlach, the Noda Behuda, writes in Bracha Samach Gimel that it's only for Kiddush HaChodesh, but we're held responsible if we make an improper leap year, says the Noda Behuda. If we establish leap year incorrectly, it's going to be an Archashban, and we could eat Chametz on Pesach incorrectly. However, the Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Dalid, the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, it also includes making leap years. Whatever we say the leap year is good by Hashem, and Hashem follows us. There is the Torah Journal Or Yisrael, which we quote from very often, which is the Torah Journal that's published in Muncie. So in Gilyon Zion, in the 7th edition, the 7th printing of the Kovei Torah Yisrael, they found the Sefer Tamim and Hagim of the Pnei Menachem, the Pnei Menachem's copy of the Tamim Menhagim, which he wrote all of his notes on the side. So, in the margins of the Tamim Menhagim of the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, he wrote as follows: Ktsas Kasha Atem Afilu Shogim. It's a bit difficult because the Gemara says, even if we're Bishogeg, Atem Afilu Mazidin, you're good. Ve'amnam Kaya Ibur Chodesh Veloa Ibur Shana. So Pnei Menachem was mechavim to this issue as well by the Tamim Menhagim. He says, maybe it's only by Iber Chodesh, but not by Iber Shanim. Whatever you establish for Rosh Chodesh, then you get a free pass, but not by a leap year. The Neharos Nasan, other some discusses as well. Fine. That was reason number two. Maybe we eat Chametz on Pesach, and therefore we need Kapara. Reason number three, the Megali Amukos, the famous Mekubel of Krakow. So he says, though, there should have been 13 Shvatim. Should have been 13 tribes. What happened? Reuven went and he tampered with the bed of Yaakov, right? He messed up the beds. And there would have been a 13th Shevet, but Reuven messed it up. And this is hinted in the Pasuk in Bereishis. Vayelech Reuven, Reuven went. And what's the end of that famous section? How's the next part should begin? Vayehu b'nei Yaakov shnei masar. And the children of Yaakov were 12. I know the children of Yaakov were 12. We're all aware that there's 12 Shvatim. Says the Megal Mukos, why? Because Reuven messed, there should have been 13, and therefore the Torah has to say, but now there's only 12, and no more. And therefore, in the Shnas Ibor, we have 13 months. We say L'chaparas Pasha, to remind us of whose sin? The sin of Reuven, that he went and tampered with his father's beds. Next, a beautiful reason, probably my favorite reason, brought in the Sefer Tfila Kehilchasa, popular Sefer Hilchas Tfila. So he quotes two things, Mipi Ashmo. One is from Rav Hutner. We'll tell Rav Hutner's first. Rav Hutner said, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech made a leap year on his own, and the Chachamim didn't agree. So we see, we're referencing the idea, Chizkiyahu is davening to Hashem, Hashem hatov yichaper ba'adi. Hashem should give kapara for my mistake. So we reference the mistake of Chizkiyahu HaMelech for making an improper leap year by referencing l'chaparas pasha. Comes Rav Eliyahu Lopian, listen to this. Rav Eliyahu Lopian explained, we know there's a minig of Yom Kippur Katan, right? Erev Rosh Chodesh, it's like a mini Yom Kippur, they say a longer davening, they say other tefillos as well. So that, says Rav Eliyahu Lopian, is like a person who is sick. The person needs a surgery. You can't get surgery right away, so what do? You give some medicine to hold the person over until the real fix is going to come later on. When's our real fix? When's our surgery every year? When we get kapara? When's that? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day. We can't have Yom Kippur every single day. So what do? We have Yom Kippur katans every month to hold us over until Yom Kippur. But in a leap year, says Rav Eliyahu Lopian, what happens? We have a longer distance until Yom Kippur. We have to wait longer until the surgery, because we have 13 months. And therefore, we ask Hashem, ulechaparas pasha. We need extra kapara this year, Hashem, because we have to wait longer until Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur Katan is not cutting it. We need a little extra boost, because we have to wait longer, a 13th month, to get to Yom Kippur. A beautiful idea. Okay, so that's all the reasons why we add this. Let's turn now to the poskim. The first posek who discusses the idea of Chaparas Pasha is the Eliyarab. The Eliyarab writes in Tzimin Tavchav Gimel, he says, there's Nuschos, Kasab, Bishnas, Ibor, Luchaparas Pasha, and a leap year, he says, Luchaparas Pasha, Vishamati Tam, and he gives a reason by the Rokeach, Vanilo Matsasi, Nuschos, Uba Adrom, I didn't find this anywhere, I didn't say anything about the 12 Lashonos as well, Ube Emes, Bekolchodes, Tricham, Lekulon, Ule Nuschazu, Roy, Laomro, Bekol, Chodcheos, Roshana, says the Eliyarab, Yatse, Luchaparas Pasha, all 12, 13 months. Every, you don't cut off by Nisan. B'chol chodesh, v'chein mashma lisha de nuscha b'shnasa ibor, v'lo nakad b'chodesh ibor. It says you should do it in that, the entire year. That's what the Eliyarab brings. And this is the minhag cited in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ben Ishchai in Parshas Vayikra, the Sipler Ochos Rabbeinu. However, that's minhag number one. The minhag number two is the minhag of Yekis. The minhag of Yekis is based on the Mekor Chaim, the Chavos Yair, and other German Rabbanim. You only say it in Adar Sheni. You only say the Chaparas Pasha in the month that is the leap year. That is the addition to the year itself. And Rav Yitzchak Abadi, so in his Or Yitzchak, he brings a riot to this. The Rambam writes that we don't announce that the year is Mu'beres, the year is being added onto until Adar. So the Rambam says you only discuss the leap year when the leap year is about to come. But you don't do it beforehand. And therefore he says that's why we only do it in that year. That's sheet number two. The other is the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, I saw the Eliyarab, and I think the Eliyarab is wrong. And he says the minhag is only to say until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the minhag, and this is the minhag of Moshe Feinstein, cited by his Talmud in the Rivus of Ephraim Chelekei, the Chazon Ish in his Dinim v'Hanhagos, Rav Avadya Yosef in the Chazon Avadya on Chanukah, all say the minhag in Klal Yisrael generally is to say it only up until Nisan and not further. And that is the minhag in most communities, not to say it after Pesach. By Yekis, only by that specific month, but by most people, we stop by Nisan. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes all this and says, each community should follow their minhag. Each one should do what they want to do. Now, based on this Mishnah Berurah, we actually had the Shaila last year in Shul. I don't remember who the Chazan was, so I hope it's not Lashon Hara. But the Chazan forgot to say the Chaparas Pasha in Chazaras Hashatz. So I told the Chazan to keep on going. I didn't tell him to go back and start again. So I saw afterwards in the Yalkut Yosef, so they quote, based on this Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says you can do whatever you want because we're not even sure about this minhag or this nosach anyway. So if the Chazan forgets, you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei for the Chaparas Pasha. And that would come out halacha l'maisa as well. Now, according to our minhag, why do we only say it half a year? Should be a good question, no? Why do we stop by Nisan? So the most popular reason given is a reason of the Maharam Shik. The Maharam Shik has a tshuva. This is an Or HaChaim in Siman Kuf Pei Daled to his son-in-law, Rav Yaakov Prager, who was the rabbi of the city of Ada. His son-in-law thinks, the son-in-law writes the Maharam Shik and says, that when the Eliyarab said to say it all year, he meant from Nisan until Nisan. Meaning, from last Pesach until this coming Nisan. That's what he means to say it all year. Not from Tishrei to Tishrei, from Nisan to Nisan. Because the Gemara says the world is created in Nisan. That's the machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara says the world's created in Nisan, and therefore it should go from Nisan to Nisan. So the Maharam Shik writes back to his son-in-law. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. You're 100% wrong. He says, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that the Chachmei Yisrael count the years, irrespective of when the world was created, from Tishrei to Tishrei. The machlokas regarding when it was created is not a machlokas in halacha. It's a machlokas in machshava. The Chachmei Yisrael paskin that we count the year from Tishrei to Tishrei. This means the Shnas Ibra goes from Tishrei to Tishrei. Therefore, the Chaparas Pasha should go from Tishrei to Tishrei. But because the Minag is to stop in Nisan, we cut it short. So the Maharam Shik then proceeds to explain why do we stop by Nisan? Why do we cut it short? So he gets very machshavadik at this moment. It becomes not a shuvin halacha, but because I'm shuvin machshava. And he explains as follows. I'm going to explain it to the best of my ability to what he's saying. I think he's saying is as follows. He says that there's two Rosh Hashanahs. There's the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei and the Rosh Hashanah of Nisan. He says that they represent two different aspects to the world. One is the hanhagativis, the natural order of the world that runs by itself, the course of events. The other is hanhaga nisus, the hashkacha pratis, where Hashem intervenes, where there's miracles, where Hashem goes above time. The times where Hashem is more openly involved in hashkacha. The year starting from Nisan is the one of Teva. The year starting from Tishrei is the one of hashkacha. And he says this is hinted to in the pasuk. Enei Hashem Elokecha ba me reishis shana at achris hashana. Right. So he says Enei Hashem Elokecha ba me reishis. Reishis is the same osios of Tishrei. There's no aleph in the word reishis there. It's osios Tishrei. So what the pasuk means is that the eyes of Hashem are on the world from Tishrei. The hashkacha, the involvement of Hashem in our lives intimately, overriding Teva, begins from Tishrei. These are the two Rosh Hashanahs of the world. These two aspects of the world don't naturally fit together, and therefore, they need to be lined up in the Shnas HaIbur. He says, the goal of the leap year is to align the natural order of the world with the Hashkach of the world, to bring them together by aligning the calendar in its right time. He says, this lack of shalom between nature and hashkacha is reflected in ulchaparas pasha, where we need kapara in order to bring these two ideals together. After Nisan, when these two time frames, the teva and the miracle, the teva and the hashkacha are brought together and they're aligned, there's no more reason anymore to ask for kapara, because we've fulfilled the purpose of the world. We fulfilled the purpose of aligning Tishrei and Nisan together in what they represent, and therefore, job complete. Walk away. There's no reason to mention kapara or needing to fix anything because everything has been fixed. That's what the Maharam Shik says. The idea of the Maharam Shik is elaborated in other svarim as well. The Arugas Habosem, who's a Hungarian Rav in Parshas Bo, the Chuvas of Yitzpor Yosef, also a Hungarian Rav, they pick up on the words of their leader, the Maharam Shik, and they explain more al Pibach Shava. They say that Nisan is a time of Geula, and the time when the world is aligned and rectified, and the sun and the moon fit together. And therefore, there's no more reason to say L'chaparas Pasha as well. All the idea of bringing the world together in its different forms. That is Mahalach number one, why we stop at Nisan. What's Mahalach number two? This is the one that I prefer, because I think I understand it better. This is from the Anaf Yosef, which is in the Perish and the Otros HaTfilos of the Siddur. So the Anaf Yosef cites Rav Yeshaya Berlin, who adds that because of this additional month, we add L'chaparas Pasha to remind us it's a leap year. That's all L'chaparas Pasha is. It's a reminder. You should know that this is a leap year. One more thing to remind us. But once Adar Sheni comes, it's over. I know it's a leap year. So once the job has been completed, I don't need a reminder anymore. The leap year is essentially over. And he says, Kfar ein tolas bazeh. There's no purpose to say L'chaparas Pasha afterwards, because whatever it did was already fulfilled. And I saw in the Leket Halichos Chanukah Purim, they cite Rav Steinman, who asked at Tzarachian why we say an Adar Sheni, according to that reason. Because by Adar Sheni, I also know the leap years came, so I shouldn't say it at all in Adar Sheni. But Tzarachin. Okay. Let's just, I guess we'll bring it together now with the last question, which is, why don't we start saying L'chaparas Pasha by last Nisan? Meaning, why is Rav Yaakov Prager incorrect? If the Jewish calendar begins in Nisan, why are we not saying L'chaparas Pasha already from last Pesach? That should be the year, from 12 to 12 or 12 to 13. That's when we should start. So Rav Yaakov Prager writes in that shuva to his father-in-law, Nesheles Yaakov. He says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Yud Beis says that Beis Din doesn't deliberate and subsequently publicize whether or not the year should be an extra year prior to Rosh Hashanah, to Tishrei. So since in Halacha we never mentioned before Tishrei, therefore we shouldn't start davening about either before Tishrei. Rashi says, because Rashi says there's a fear that people will forget, they may be chametz on Pesach, they may get confused, they only wait by Tishrei. The second reason is brought in the Adnei Paz with Ephraim Heckscher, the Rav of Hamburg. He says, Ulchaparas Pasha is to publicize that it's a Shnasa Ibor, and once Nisan comes, you don't need to advertise anymore. Meaning, you just need to know close enough. Once I get to Tishrei, it's just to advertise people like what's going on. But once we're between Tishrei and Nisan, practically it's done. He then says that he saw in a Sefer. He doesn't say what Sefer. He says, I saw in a Sefer. Then Megillas Esther says, Chodesh Shnei Masar Hu Chodesh Adar. The 12th month is the month of Adar. Therefore, we never make another month a leap year, because then it would mean that Adar is not the 12th month. It's a din in Megillas Esther that Adar must be number 12. And this implies that the leap year really begins from Nisan, but we don't make mention of any leap years before Tishrei because Beis Din doesn't. Therefore, we need to make sure that Adar is always labeled 12. We don't want to take away from the title of being 12. Okay, the last reason, which is the one that I like the best, is from the famous Eish Lavram, the Buchacha Rav. So he has a perish on the Siddur called the Siddur Das Kedoshim, Tefillah LeDavid. So he says we don't do it earlier because we hope that Mashiach is going to come and then we can use Beis Din to make a proper Shnasa Ibor. We want to use Beis Din to make a proper leap year Al Pi Re'iyah with the coming of Mashiach. But once Tishrei comes, automatically the Shnasa Ibor kicks in. In the calendar, it's already cycled in that once Tishrei comes, it's already going to be a Shnasa Ibor. And even if Mashiach would come, says Eish Lavram, it would still be a leap year, and we would disregard Beis Din. And therefore, we only do it from Tishrei because it's actually a bit of sadness. We're a bit sad that we can't do it anymore because Mashiach hasn't come by Tishrei, and therefore, perforce, we have to hold a Shnas Ibor, L'chaparas Pasha, that 13th month, at that time as well. And therefore, there's no reason to do it beforehand because there's at that point, we're waiting for Mashiach to come so we can establish it based on Beis Din. So, just to summarize from the beginning again, when we have this coming year, starting Rosh Chodesh, which is next week, correct? Rosh Chodesh next week. So we're going to start saying L'chaparas Pasha, and we explained why we say it, to correspond to the 13th month, the extra praise. We explained in addition as well why it's only said for half a year. We explained why we don't start saying it from Nisan. And the minhag is, in most communities, that you stop saying it by Nisan, you don't say it anymore. And if you forget it, you don't have to repeat it according to all poskim. Okay, we'll stop here.